All right, Justin Brayton, one more to go in the Brayton farewell tour. This one probably won't go down in the memory books. You started good, got a good start, settled into your pace, and then, dude, it basically blew chunks. It looked like it was no fun.
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't any fun at all. I feel like the track, I mean, for me anyways, kind of had a speed limit where, like, if you went above that, you were just taking huge risks. And, I was eighth tonight, all good. Salt Lake, one to go. Crazy to think that. And actually, what was really cool tonight, what I'll probably remember for a long time, is during the heat race when I was second to Eli, the crowd just going crazy. And for Eli, obviously not for me, but for him leading. And I'm thinking, like, man, he's going to wrap up the title here. It's his home state. My last year, like, this is pretty cool. So,
well, Weege tweeted that you, of course, could pass Eli, but you, because you're such a gentleman and it's his home state, Weege was telling us that it's fine. We're not going to go after Eli.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, it was such a sentimental moment. The crowd cheering, I didn't want to mess that up. Yeah, that's Weege just got it all together for sure.
You know what? It wasn't even the dirt, which I think. Okay, so let me ask you, you've been around 800 years. Did they. They didn't look like they watered it outside the start straight. Did they, because it was so slick, they couldn't fix the whoops. Like, did they miss a window, or is it just this is what it was going to be?
I think this is what it was going to be. I mean, you know just as much as anybody, like, 2 o'clock at the test track, you can't water, and that's what it would have been like. I think they did the right thing. I actually just said to Tony and Mike that if this was a night race, I think it's pretty decent, actually. I think it's okay. And first practice, obviously really muddy. Second practice was decent. It was pretty good. There was some ruts and little wind, decent heat, just dry, crusty dirt. That's what you're going to get.
Design wasn't very eloquent, I guess, or much thought out. It was pretty simple for you dudes.
A lot of 90s, right? And there's really nowhere to pass. If you didn't pass in the couple turns after the start, then there was nowhere you're going to pass. But I like Denver. I like the stadium. This is my first time here for Supercross anyways, and thought it was a cool vibe.
I think you pulled ahead of Hartraff now for eighth in the points. You got Dino. Do you even care?
I think anytime you're top 10 in the 450 class is good, especially I've missed, what, 4 races with COVID and concussion. And I think anytime you can come back into the obviously light field, but still nobody remembers that. And Mikey G's got a nice little top 10 overall bonus, so it's always good.
Sounds good. Thanks, JB.
Thank you.